Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, yes.
What's happening?
We got to get to it. It's history lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, March 9th, 1793.
Right.
Jean-Pierre Jean-Pierre made the first balloon flight in North America. Now, that seems pretty exciting, whatever, but even more exciting, the event was witnessed by U.S. President George Washington. He was there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Washington was there. All right.
How nervous do you think Jean-Pierre was? He's like, is that Washington? Is he down there watching me? Oh, God, don't screw it up. Don't screw it up.
2022? And I still won't go in a hot air balloon because I don't trust it. What, dude, what was the year?
1793, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did he make it? Did he die?
It didn't say that he died in this. It just said he made the first one, so.
Yeah. I still don't get it.
Yeah.
Even to this day, like, I figured out how you sail into the wind. I know how to sail into the wind, Brock. I still don't understand a hot air balloon.
It doesn't
make
sense.
You just put it up and just hope it goes that way you want it to go?
You kind of follow the wind, I guess. I mean, you're at the mercy of the wind, right? I know you can go up and down Dude, even the way that it gets up in the air by a giant flamethrower, like that.
Oh, man.
In a wicker basket, too. Like, in the most combustible thing you could imagine, let's attach a giant flamethrower to it, and that's how we'll get around. There's
got
to be.
Got parachutes? Has it got parachutes? Even so, I'm still not going, dude.
I've never been in a hot air balloon. I'm sure it's majestic and great, and you get to sightsee, and it's probably quiet and very peaceful. However, it won't be peaceful when something pops that balloon, and you flying down to the earth. All right?
What happens if a bird flies into this thing? Is it going to pop?
Bounce off.
Yeah.
Oh, we hit a seagull. Oh, no.
It's an interesting thing to me. I just don't
I'm sure
the
they're very sturdy, all right? I'm sure the balloons aren't like, you know, it's not like a water balloon. It's not going to pop on impact. But still, though, the fact that you can't control it other than up and down, okay? That's what, why can't we put like some side thrusters or something? Don't you think that we would have figured this out by now?
You know, a little jet engine or something, you know, to push it that way.
I don't know. Yeah, I have no desire to get into, I mean, flying an airplane, which, you know, is supposedly the safest way to travel, is already scary enough. And now you have something that you have no control over other than pulling a cord that shoots a flamethrower and you go up or down, you know?
This isn't the Wizard of Oz. I'm good. I don't need to go back to Kansas. Saying.
He's so dumb. I don't think there was a balloon in there. Was there a balloon in there?
That's how Dorothy got back to Kansas.
But think about that, though, too. Yeah, if a tornado comes in, you're screwed, man. You're just going to be whipping around. There's too many variables, all right? There's too many variables. But, well, I'm glad that this guy impressed Washington by up there in his balloon. Or do you think maybe Washington was down there?
Even Washington's like, this guy's dead.
What is this idiot doing, man? Hey, how do you control that thing? I can't.
This guy just sacrificed his life to impress me. That's what he was thinking. You know,
like, come down. You don't need to do this. This is a horrible
idea. High
enough,
man. It's high enough. You're good.
Anyway, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Jean-Pierre up there floating around in a balloon. So, all right, we're going to take a break. Your comedian today is Aziz Ansari.